Good evening and welcome. It's January 21st, 2025. This is the beginning of the full meeting. Our discussion tonight is the final decision on council seat. It is 7 p.m. and present for the record are myself, Mary Westfall, Marcus Hansen, Doug Hanum, Brian McCann, Lindsay Stow, Patrick Richardson, and joining us from administration, Mayor Fry, Law Director Mrs. Briney, Clerk of Council Ms. Bigelow, Service Director Joe Shaw, Chief Miller, and Economic Development Director Phil Sanford. I want to thank all of our candidates for being present. As you know, we had a very strong pool of candidates and we've spent a bit of a process. We've all been finding our way through a bit, but we are really thrilled with the candidates we've got and excited about the opportunity to council. I don't know who will be the person who goes forth, but I do think that there should be roles for every candidate who's been applying as we move forward. You're on our radar now, and when committee assignments become open and there's opportunities to get to know you a little bit better, we'll try and bring you a little bit closer. So hopefully for all of you, this is just the first step on the way to a future opportunity on council. So with that, I know that we landed with the vote at the last meeting. I sent all of you an email. There were three for Sean Murphy, two for Chris Bossinger, and one vote for Jen Davis. So with that, I've asked council members to review all of their information, to take time to pause and think about who they would like to see move forward. And we're going to take an immediate ballot vote right now to see if anybody has shifted from their previous vote and if we can get to that magic number four. We need four positive votes to advance one of you. So with that, we will move forward and invite our council members to share with us. I don't know if any of you have anything you want to say. Any council members, any thoughts?
Mayor, I just want to echo that these are great candidates, and I'm also very confident that any one of the three of you, and for that matter, the other, will work with this council and move things forward. And so I hope you stay interested and involved. And like I said, there's an election in November, and we'll see where that goes. But there are other opportunities to serve in the city. And reiterate what Mary says. Now, we know you're on our radar, and we're not going to let any of you go. So thanks for stepping up.
Thank you, Doug. So with that, I'm going to invite our council members to, we'll start with the ballot vote. Put down your lead choice at this point in time after you've had some time to think about it. And this time, I'm so grateful to say we have the law director here. So we're going to let her do the counting and see if she can.
The prime minister should be here dreaming.
Yes, you have to. That's right. That's right. That's
right.
So the votes read Sean Murphy, 5 votes, Chris Bossinger, 1 vote, and Jennifer Sader, no votes at this time. So that says that we do have a new appointee, and that would be Sean Murphy. So, Sean.
Jennifer, a round of applause for you as well. We do have a few minor other things that we're going to talk about now in terms of committee structure, and that's sort of thing you're welcome to stay or you're welcome to go, whatever you prefer at this point in time.
Then we will invite Sean to get the oath when the council meeting starts and join us at some point. Okay. So, Need a motion to advance.
Who moved?
As the appointed.
Second.
Doug moved, and Brian seconded. All in favor?
Please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And Sean is, will be appointed to the seat. Thank you so much. So I did prepare some information for committee structure that I'm going to pass out and share with council members, and
we'll share with you afterwards, Sean.
I put everybody's name in different pieces so that we could be ready to move on with this. So I need the information that has Sean's name in it, if I could. So I have spoken with all of you, as you know, about the restructuring of the committee with a new council member joining us. And let me make sure I got the right sheet here. So this is what I think everybody has agreed to. So I just wanted to make sure we're clear about that. I forgot what you said. Do you need a motion?
Nope, it's just a council.
So we don't need any formal vote on this, but I just wanted to make sure you had a chance to look at it. It will come before the council tonight
and make sure that there's no errors or from what you were expecting, okay? One other piece of business that has arisen is that we have the fireworks that have traditionally kind of floated around without any clear home. And we are looking to ask the Employee and Community Relations Committee to take that on as an ongoing responsibility. So that will be something that would fall under the Employee and Community Relations for finalizing the contract and making sure all the details are done. And I just wanted to ask the question, make sure that nobody, if anybody has concerns or other thoughts about where fireworks should go, that you please let me know. Again, that's something we just have to make a point of it, and it will just become an appointment to the Employee and Community Relations Committee. So that takes care of that. So Brian, lucky you. Our firecracker is going to be in charge of the firecrackers. We love that. With that being said, I don't have any other business to come before the committee in the whole. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to bring forward? Hearing nothing, I would ask if there's a motion to adjourn.
Second.
And moved
and seconded to adjourn. We had a whole meeting at 7:09. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries and the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you all very much.